A judge orders new large poultry farm requirements, a new board for charter schools meets next week, and big changes are coming for the West Woodward Airport. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, July 5th. I'm Deborah Shar. A judge says Oklahoma must notify neighbors and consider environmental impacts before licensing massive poultry operations. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on the courtroom win for a grassroots group in northeast Oklahoma.
After its waters bubble up from the ground, Spring Creek winds across the Cherokee Nation Reservation and through three counties. On that 35-mile journey, the stream passes by dozens of poultry mega farms. A group of nearby residents and landowners says the state licensed those facilities without alerting residents, considering public comment, or gathering information on the potential public health and environmental impacts. So, they filed a lawsuit against the State Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry 3 years ago. At the end of June, a district judge ruled the agency neglected its duty to protect the environment during the permitting process. Going forward, state officials will need to put notice of new poultry operations in local newspapers. It must also provide, quote, meaningful consideration of public concerns. The Department of Agriculture could appeal this decision to a higher court. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma's new school board, charged with overseeing the future contract of the nation's first private charter school, meets on Monday. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has more on the board's work and future.
The statewide charter school board will oversee almost half of Oklahoma's charter schools. It was created to consolidate and take oversight duties away from the State Department of Education and Oklahoma's virtual charter school board. Charter schools are publicly funded but independently operated. They are accredited by the State Department of Education but are exempt from certain requirements. For example, they can hire teachers without a valid state teaching certificate. State lawmakers created this new board following issues with schools overseen by the state's virtual charter board and the State Board of Education. The board's first task is discussing the nation's first private Catholic charter school, St. Isidore. The school hit a snag when Oklahoma's Supreme Court ruled it improperly mixed church and state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
Airline customers who are frustrated with unfair airline practices have a new place to file complaints. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports Oklahoma is one of several states working with the federal government to tackle passengers' grievances.
Oklahoma AG Gentner Drummond's office has joined with 18 other states and the Federal Department of Transportation to offer an online complaint form launched on Tuesday. The form on the AG's website is for complaints about deceptive practices by air carriers and ticket agencies, not for complaints about delays or routine service. Drummond signed a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Department of Transportation to investigate airline complaints, something that has typically been done only at the federal level. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg announced the bipartisan partnership with state AGs in April. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
The West Woodward Airport is set to undergo nearly $20 million in upgrades. Improvements include extending the runway and building a new terminal and corporate hangar. A program administered through the state's Aerospace and Aeronautics Department makes the project possible. City officials hope the improvements will attract more business to the area. Construction is expected to start in September. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave Podcast from NPR.